那今天呢，我讲这个信息呢，就是我们是一个独特的子民，独特的任命。
So I want to share this message today that we are a group of special people.
那我给大家讲过，就是我们这个牧者呢，每一次或者我们的弟兄姐妹呢，每一次来这里面讲道，我们特别是像阿文啊、温迪啊，我们从信仰教会就是培养出来的人呢，都是这样。我们喜欢在神的面前来等候，问神要做什么。
So people who come out from church of Zion, people like Alvin, we all have this kind of custom that we will always wait before the Lord.
也这不是说仅仅 Church of Zion 这样做，就是所有的教会都应该这样做。
It's not just by Church of Zion, but actually all the churches should practice that.
就是我们要主是主啊，我们是仆人，我们来奉他。神啊，你要我做什么？
So the Lord is the Lord, and we are His servants. So ask Him, Lord, what do you want us to do?
那我们可能有很多的信息可以讲，但是呢，神要我们讲什么样的信息？今天讲什么信息
？So there's a lot of message that we can be preached on, but we have to ask the Lord, Lord God, what do you want me to say today?
所以我们有这样一个态度摆在主的面前呢，主是非常喜悦的。
So when we have this kind of attitude that before Him, God's heart is pleased.
那今天呢，我觉得神放在我心里的一个题目就是，我们是一个独特的子民。
So this is the message that God has put in my heart that we are a group of a special people.
那我们是一个非常独特的一群。
We are a group of special people.
那独特在什么地方
？So, in what ways?
那大家想想，就是在这个疫情期间呢，有好多的人染病，好多的人也死亡。那就是我们作为神的儿女呢，我们有什么样的跟别人特别的地方？
So during the pandemic, you see that people who got sick and people are dying. That as children of God.What sets us apart from everybody else?
那圣经上有一个词呢，叫做圣洁的子民。
So this phrase in the Bible it says we are a holy people.
那圣洁的意思呢，就是分别归耶和华为圣，分别出来。
So to be holy meaning that we have to be set apart, consecrated for the Lord.
他们就是来服侍这个永生的上帝。
So they are the people who can serve the God of the eternity.
所以神就说：“我把你分别出来呢，我要做你的神，你要做我的名。”
That's why God set us apart so that the Lord will become our God and you will become my people.
那你仔细的想想，就是说你的神呢，就是创造天地的永生神，这是什么样的概念？
So just imagine, just think this concept that your God is the God of the creator of the heaven and earth.
那这是一个什么样的概念？
So what kind of concept is that?
那好多人现在还没有完全的认识神，但是呢，你要认识我们这位神的时候，你知道这是一个非同一般的一个概念。
So even though some of us might not know God like that, but just meditate on this, like So how special it would be that your God is the God who created heaven and earth.
你想想，就是说你认识这个创造天地万物的这位神。
Imagine that you know this God who created heaven and earth.
那你今天如果认识我们中国说一个太子党的人，你是什么样？
Just imagine that the Chinese will claim that okay, I am you know, descendant of some sort of higher-ranking people. What kind of a message that I'm bringing to you?
那你今天呢，认识这位永生神。
But today you know this God of eternity.
而且呢，圣经上讲呢，他收纳你为他的儿女。
And the Bible says he treats you as his own children.
你想想，你成为这位永生上帝的创造主的儿女，这是什么概念
？Just what kind of concept is that you became the children of the God who created heaven and earth？
这是非常非常非常独特的一件事情，非常特别的一件事情。
So it's a very special thing.
某种意义上讲呢，就是在全地之上，在历史上，在什么事情都没有比这个更重要。
So in other words, in the history, there's nothing else will be more important than this.
曾经，在上个世纪30年代，有一个传道人叫做宋尚杰，他说了一句话。
So during the last century, the 1930s, so there's a preacher who named Song Shangjie, and he said something like this.
他说我做永生神的仆人。我比做美国总统都要光荣，我美国总统都不当，要做永生神的仆人。
He said it will be more honorable for me to become children of the God of creators. I rather become the servant of God than to become the president of the United States.
他20多岁在美国拿了这个化学博士学位，后来神父召他去中国去传福音，他就把文凭扔在大海里面。
So in during his 20s, he got a PhD in chemistry in United States, but God led him to go back to China to preach. So on his way back on the ship, he just tear down all his certificate and threw it into the ocean.
他有一个写日记的一个习惯，在他的日记里面发现呢，就是好多次的这种大型的聚会，所有有疾病的人，他到过全医治。
So he has a habit of writing journals. So when you read his journal, you will see many accounts of miracles happening when he pray over a group of sick people, people who are sick, they will be healed.
那我们是一个非常特别的一群人。
So we are a group of people that is very special.
我们要认得我们的身份。
We need to know our identity.
不仅仅是认得我们的身份，我们也要行在这个身份里。
Not only to know our identity, but also to walk in it.
你如果是王子，你就要做王子的事情。
So if you are prince, you should do the things that a prince would do.
你是乞丐，你做乞丐的事情。
So if you are a beggar, then you do things that beggars do.
那乞丐呢，做不了王子的事情。
So beggars cannot do things that a prince could do.
但王子可以做乞丐的事情呢，最好不要做。
Even though prince could do what the beggars do, but he shouldn't.
但是很可惜，我们中间好多的这个永生神的孩子呢，他们把自己当乞丐，这个所以要回到真理上。
So sadly, a lot of people, even though they are the prince of God, but they are doing the things like the beggars.
那。我就举个例子啊，就是我们是多么特别的一群子民。
So I want to give you an example to show why we are called a group of special people.
前几天呢，我听广播，听到就说这个新闻节目呢，采访一些在911事件里面幸存者。
So a few days ago, I was reading, I was watching a documentary on the survivors of.September 11.
其中有一个加拿大人，他就讲到他当时在那个楼塌下来，他在里面怎么存活的一个经历。
So one of them is a Canadian. He shared his stories while he was trapped inside a building and how he came out.
其实我们的当肯弟兄当时呢，他应该在那个楼里面，但是他没有在那个楼里面，对不对？好险你应该在那里，但是你，我记得，如果你没错的话，你应该在那个。双子楼里面，但是你那天不在的。前几天，对对。
So in fact, if my memory is right, I remember Duncan was mentioning about that he should be in the twin building, but he wasn't there.
我讲到的这个人呢，在采访中，他说当时这个楼塌下来的时候，好多的烟，好多黑暗，这个声音啊这些东西，他觉得没希望了。但是有一个声音。清楚地叫他的名字，而且非常平静地叫着他的名字，说：“朝这面来。”
So this Canadian was sharing that while he was trapped in the building, so everything around him was smoke, noises, and darkness. And for some reason, that he heard a clear voice calling his name, telling him to go this way.
所以他就后面爬来爬去就爬出来，他的身上好多地方已经烧伤了。
So he just, yeah, he just crawled that way. So he was able to, come out, and his, a lot of his body parts were burned.
他不知道，他说不知道是天使的声音还是人的声音，但是非常平安的一个声音叫着他的名字，把他领出来。
So he didn't know if that was the voice of an angel or a human, but he said it's a voice of a very peaceful voice that let him out.
那他在这二十年里面呢，他一方面非常的感恩。
So, during this 20 years, he's been very grateful.
当然，另一方面，他也要跟这个过去的这些trauma, 还有一些内疚呢，要做斗争。
And at the same time, he's struggling with some of the aftermath trauma and also 什么内疚啊？
内疚。
And also some 内疚。
你说他为什么内疚呢 ？Guilt。他为什么内疚呢？他觉得他的同事都死了，为什么他还活着？
So、
这是他内疚的地方。
So he was also struggling with some personal guilt because he survived while all his colleagues died.
他就觉得这个东西想不通，他觉得他该死这么活着。
So he just couldn't figure it out. He thought he's supposed to be dead. However, he is alive.
所以他的妻子和孩子要帮助他从这个里面走出来。
So his wife had to help him get out of this situation.
他没有说他是不是基督徒。
He didn't mention if he is a Christian or not.
但是我知道那个里面我还有类似的故事，都是有基督徒在。
However, there are similar stories like that, and then I felt they might be Christians.
当时有一个人也是，他本来要去那个双子楼，但是那一天他就是路上就是阻碍很大。就去不了。
And also another person, he's supposed to go to the building on that day. However, on his way to the building, he encountered many trouble, so he wasn't able to go.
就说有些人的身上带着一个特别的一个保护和印记。
So meaning that some group of people, they come in with a special sign on them.
就像启示录里面讲的呢，神在这末世的时候，在好多灾难发生的时候呢，他要在他的仆人的额上想要印一个印记。
So that's why in the book of Revelations, it mentioned that before the end times, God is going to put a stamp, a seal on the foreheads of his people.
圣经上甚至讲到，他说想等等，等等，那些天使说等等。等我应了我仆人的恶，再让这些灾难再来。
So the Bible even mentioned that the angel said, "Wait, behold, so let me put the seal on a group of people first."
因为神非常非常的爱他的儿女。
Because God loved His children.
当然，神也是爱其他的人，深爱世人。圣经上讲。
So of course God loves everyone else. In the Bible says God loves.
但是神希望这些人能够来回应他的爱。
But God wants the good people to respond to His love.
这就是说，我们为什么要传讲福音，传讲这个 good news 好消息，就是神拯救世人的好消息。
That's why we have to preach the good news, so God has already saved us.
那如果我们看看旧约里面呢，这个民数记23章、24章，看到一个故事。
So if you go read Numbers chapter 22 and 23, you will see the story.
这个故事呢，讲到一个非常特别的一个事情，很有趣的事情。
So the story is very interesting.
就是讲到呢，这个以色列人啊，当时就是神分别出来，把他们从埃及召出来的时候呢，作为神的子民呢，就是要进到现在那个地方，就是迦南地。
So it says that the Israelites were chosen by God to came out of Egypt, and they are going to the Promised Land.
但是经过摩亚那块地方的时候呢，摩亚的这个君王啊，听到就非常非常的害怕，他们就找了一个术士啊，一个做法的人，叫做巴兰呢，就要咒诅这个以色列人，说我们把你请来，你要咒诅他。
So when they were going through the land of Moab, so the king of Moab was very traumatized, I mean, was afraid, so he invited a sorcerer to curse the Israelites.
这个巴兰呢，他就是很通灵的一个人啊，但是呢，他也在这个很有意思的呢，请他来咒诅的时候呢，他就结果神的灵就临到他，耶和华的灵临到他，他就开始祝福以色列人。
So the king of Moab invited Balaam. Is that Balaam?
哎呀，巴兰。
Balaam. So this person is a sorcerer. So he can, you know, like he is, yeah, basically he's a sorcerer. However, when he was trying to curse the Israelites, God's presence came over him and he blessed the nation instead.
那神呢是所有人的神。神要不管他是受死人还是不受死人，神要找他就能够找见他。
So God is the God for everybody. So even though you are a sorcerer or not a sorcerer, God when God comes upon you, then God will use you.
他做这些法术啊，这些东西并不是神所喜悦的。圣经上说，我们不要做这些东西。
So even though the practice of sorcery is not something does not please God.
但是呢，神知道他要做法，要咒诅以色列人，神就向他显现说：“你不能咒诅，你要祝福他。”
So, however, when he tried to practice the sorcery by cursing the Israelites, and God came to him and said, "No, you cannot curse."
所以他在这个23章呢，就讲到啊，他开始祷告，就开始要咒诅以色列的时候呢，他就怎么样做呢
？So here in the Bible, when he tried to curse the nation, and then what happened?
其实那个时候他就好像是那个你像电影里面讲的那些造法的人呢，就是在唱诗啊，唱那个在唱，他就唱一首诗，巴兰引我出亚兰，摩亚王引我出东山，说来呀、啊、咒诅雅各，咒诅以色列。
So if you have watched any movies, you know, like before people are trying to practice sorcery, they somehow doing some kind of songs or worship. So here is what he's doingOkay, Balak brought me from Aram, the king of Moab, from the eastern mountains. Come, he said, curse Jacob for me. Come, denounce Israel.
那下面一句他怎么说呢？他说：“神没有咒诅的，我也能咒诅；耶和华没有怒骂的，我也能怒骂。”
And then he said, "How can I curse those whom God has not cursed?" How can I denounce those whom the Lord has not denounced?
他说：“谁能数点雅各的尘土？谁能计算以色列的侍奉之意？”哦，第九节非常重要。我从高峰看他，从萧山望他，这是独居的名，不列在万民中。
And here it says, "How can I curse those whom God has not cursed? How can I denounce those whom the Lord has not denounced?" From the rocky peaks I see them. From the heights I view them. I see a people who live apart and do not consider themselves one of the nations.
他就是这里讲到呢，这个名是一个独居的名。从大山小山看过去的时候，它是一个跟别人不一样的一个子民。
So this group of people live apart from live apart from other places. So it's a yeah.
对，他说他不列在万民之中。
So they are not counted as a nation.
不列在万民之中。
So they are not counted as one nation.
那后面他说什么呢？他就开始祝福他。
So after that, he started to bless them.
他说：“谁能数点雅各的尘土？谁能计算以色列的四分之一？我愿入一人之死而死，我愿入一人之中而终。”就说我要像以色列人那样死。他自己反而说：“我要像他们一样。”
And so he said, "Who can count the dust of Jacob or number fourth part of Israel? Let me die the death of the righteous, and may my end be like this."
他的意思就是说，你看啊，这个人民呢是神所祝福的，我连他的四分之一都算不过来。
So、
意思就是说呢，他的这个神啊要遍满全地，神祝福。那时候这个圣经里面讲的其中一个祝福呢，就是要遍满全地。
So these people are blessed by God, and one of the promises is that they will multiply and take control of the earth.
那这个找他来的这个领袖呢，这个 摩押的领袖呢就对巴郎不高兴，说你向我做的是什么事呢？我领你来要咒诅我的仇敌，不料你就给他祝福了，你为什么要祝福他？
So Balak, the person who summoned Balaam, he became angry. He said, "Okay, I call you to curse them. How come you are here to bless them?"
那巴郎就回答他说呢，耶和华传给我的话，我能不谨慎传说吗
？And so he said that he answered that may I not speak what the Lord puts in my mouth?
那后来呢，巴勒就找他到另一座山上，他说这个山上可能。咒诅他们不灵，到另一个山上要去咒诅他们。
So Balak told him that okay, maybe we should come to another different place, so that probably on that place you can curse them.
你看，他就后来呢，到另一个山上要咒诅的时候呢，神就又让他开始祝福了。
So when they went up to a different mountain, when he tried to curse, again God wanted him to bless.
他就说什么呢？十九节，生非人必不止说谎，也非人子必不止后悔。他说话岂不照着行呢？他发言岂不能，岂不要成就呢
？So verse 19 and it says, God is not a man that he shall lie, nor a son of man that he shall change his mind. Does he speak and then not act? Does he promise and not fulfill?
他说我奉命祝福，神也赐福。此事我不能方丈。
So he said, I have received a command to bless. He has blessed it. He has blessed, and I cannot change it.
他就说神呢已经祝福了这个民，我也奉命要祝福他们。这个事情没法方丈。
So meaning that God has already he blessed this nation, and I also received the command to bless the nation. I cannot change that.
你知道这个做法的人啊，我要讲讲这个人。搞这些灵异的东西的人啊，做法的人就像这个，有点像这个教会里面的先知。
So I want to talk about the sorcerers. So a lot of time, they are like the prophets in the church.
大家可能好多人认得我们的老先知 Emil 对吧 ？Emil 牧师。
So some of you may know senior pastor Emil.
我讲什么地方相同呢？就是他们对这个灵啊非常的敏感，而且敏锐，而且呢他很舒服，他们讲什么他就讲什么。
So they are very sensitive to God's spirit. So what God puts him in the mind, they will speak.
那当然呢，就是说神的先知呢顺服的是神，那些做法的呢，他们顺服的是一些邪灵。
So God's servant, the prophets, they submit to the spirit of God, and those who practice sorceries, they submit to the spirit of the evil ones.
那就是在做神的先知也是这样，就是你不能神没有讲你不能乱讲。
So same as servant of God. So if God doesn't speak, you cannot speak that.
神讲了，那你一定要讲。
However, if God speaks it, then you have to speak it out.
我觉得我们那种老牧师呢，就我们那个老先知啊，我带那种杰森去找他，我说为这个小伙子祷告，因为他签证到期了，究竟是要回去还是不回去，因为他很纠结。
So I remembered I was bringing one of the young brothers, Jason, to Pastor Emil because he was holding a student visa. However, the visa has expired. He has to go back. So he was wondering, okay, whether he should go back or stay.
因为这个弟兄现在在住在白石，在那个凯蒙的教会服侍。
So this brother is now in White Rock and the church that Kevin helps.
当时呢，就是他单身一个啊，也很想结婚，没有找到对象，那就是老。也不知道要回去还是他很想留在这，不知道，因为签证到期呢，好像很麻烦，不知道应该回去还是不回去。
So back then he was single, he was looking for partner spouse.
我就带他去见也没有先知。
So yeah, so I brought him. He didn't know whether he should stay or go, so I brought him to meet.
那也没有先知呢，他一祷告的时候呢，神给他讲什么他就讲什么，他就祷告，他说，神说你不能回去。
So Pastor Emil, he just he was praying, and then whatever God puts the words in him, he will speak. And then after he prayed, he said, "No, God said you cannot go back."
因为在以后的几个月要发生跟你命定有关系的事情。
Because in the months to come, there will be things are going to change your change that is going to happen in your life.
那我回来以后呢，我就觉得这个先知跟牧师触能体。为什么呢？牧师呢教导人家，就是说要遵纪守法，做好公民。这先知的他们不能回去，签证已经过期了，不能回去。
So, however, when I come back, I felt that, you know, like the prophet since have different teachings than the pastor, because as a pastor, I have to teach people, you have to follow the rules, the regulations. Since your visa is expiring, then you have to go back.
Anyway, 长话短说，我就跟这个弟兄一起祷告说怎么办。最后呢，神就让他留下来延签证。延签证的这个阶段呢，不算犯法。
So I came and prayed with this brother. So he extended. He was applying to extend his visa. So when you apply to extend your visa for that period, if you still stay in Canada, it's not illegal.
后来他就突然喜欢上我们这个年轻的姐妹 Yan， 就结婚了，就在那个阶段。
So during that time, he fell in love with one of our sisters, Yan. So and then they got married.
就很奇妙，就是说，因为先知他必须要说神要他说的话。如果他回去的话，因为签证到期，这样的事情就完全彻底的就不一样了。
So as a prophet, you have to speak what God wants you to speak. So if the brothers went back to China, so everything else wouldn't come in place in his life.
所以就是说，这个先知呢，他就要顺服神的话。
So as a prophet, he has to submit to God.
好的时候，我给 Pastor 有没有做翻译呢？我一方面非常的吃惊，就是看到神怎么对着他讲话。
So a lot of times, I would interpret for Pastor Emil. So I was amazed how God can use him to speak directly to that person.
因为到有一些华人教会去，我扔到那边的牧者或一些人，他不认识，他就讲，哎呦，我说神啊，你讲的一清二楚，一清二楚。
So because sometimes he will go minister to the Chinese speaking church. He doesn't know those people, but I do. So when he prophesies over them, I feel so amazed. So God knows everything that's in us.
因为他非常的顺服。
Because he submits, he really submits to the Lord.
有时候呢，他也让我非常的尴尬。
But sometimes he makes me uneasy.
Embarrassed. 比如说有几次，就是他到我们教会来，人家排着队让他来为他祷告，为他们祷告。
So one time that he came to our church and people are lining up so that they're waiting for him to pray over them.
祷告祷告到一个人的时候，他说没油了，不祷告
了。So he will pray and then suddenly he said, "Sorry, no more oil, no more praying."
他就不祷告了。
So he stopped praying.
那下来这个。姐妹呢刚排队排到等了半天到他那里，他就不祷告了，他是不是神不爱我，我要下面要做很多的安慰的工作。
So the sister who was just at the end of the line, he said, how come he doesn't pray for me? Does it mean that God doesn't love me? So I have to do a lot of afterward to explain to the sisters.
但我对先知非常的认识他，因为他是一个真先知。
So I know the prophet because I know he's a true prophet.
那我讲到这里呢，这个巴郎并不是一个真先知，但是呢，他是一个有这种习惯，就是说对这个灵非常的顺服。
So the Balaam, what is mentioned here, he is not a true prophet. He's a sorcerer.
但是呢，当上帝的灵这个临到他的时候，他也顺服。
However, when the spirit of God came upon him, he had to submit to the Lord.
他就拼命祝福以色列。
So he had to bless the Israelites.
你看23节说，都没有法术可以害雅各，也没有占卜可以害以色列。现在必有人论及雅各，论及以色列，说神为他行了何等的大事。
So here on verse 23 says there is no sorcery against Jacob, no divinations against Israel. It will now be said of Jacob and of Israel, see what God has done.
那反正每一次呢，就说这个巴勒呀，叫这个巴郎去咒诅以色列人的时候呢，他一张嘴就开始祝福。
So every time when Balak asked Balaam to curse Israel, and out of his mouth there will be blessings instead.
而且这些祝福的话呢，都是从上帝来的。
And all the words from the blessing were from the Lord.
像刚才那些话说的呢，就说是没有人能够害雅各。
So it says that no one can harm Jacob.
你看，再到二十四章第九节，他又到另外一个山上呢。又要他去咒诅他们，他又得到这个，啊，又得到这个话呢，说是什么？这个以色列人啊，东入公司，卧入母司，谁敢惹他
？And also on chapter 24, if you read verse 9 again, they went to a different mountain to curse. However, the Lord told him to bless again. Here on verse 9 says, like a lion they crouch, and lie down, and like a lioness who dare to rouse them.
他说是凡给你祝福的愿他蒙福，凡咒诅你的愿他受咒诅。
So may those who bless you be blessed and those who curse you be cursed.
那最后这句话呢，就是创世纪里面呢上帝给亚伯拉罕的话。
So this verse is actually a word that was given to Abraham in Genesis.
那神就说亚伯拉罕就说我要招你做多国的父，凡咒诅你的要受咒诅，凡祝福你的要蒙福，
so,
你的后裔要来祝福万国。
So God told Abraham that you will become father of the nations, and those who bless you will be blessed, and those curse you will be cursed.
那这是关于以色列的祝福。那我们基督徒跟以色列是什么关系呢？在圣经上讲得很清楚，我们就是属灵的以色列人。就是通过耶稣呢，接到亚伯拉罕之约里面去。
So this is the blessing for the nation of Israel. So what does it, how does it have anything to do with us? So in the Bible says we are the spiritual Israelites, who came to God through the blood of Jesus Christ.
就是我们呢，完全的接到亚伯拉罕的这个约里面去。
So we are under.The promise of Abraham.
就是神给亚伯拉罕的祝福，给以色列的祝福，完全的要临到我们。
So the blessing for Abraham, for Israel, will come upon us too.
而且还有更大的祝福。
And even greater blessing too.
因为耶稣是高过亚伯拉罕。
Because Jesus is higher than Abraham.
那这个大家可以回去读读罗马书，就是讲到呢怎么样我们这个教会就是属灵的以色列。
So you can go back and read the book of Romans. It will talk about how church are the spiritual descendants of Israel.
所以呢，神给以色列人在旧约里面所有的祝福呢，也是给我们的。
So all the blessings that's in the Old Testament for Israel are also for us.
那我们就是一个独特的民族。
So we are a group of we are special people.
在新约里面，彼得前书啊，彼得使徒彼得呢，引用旧约的这个经文呢，就讲到新约的基督徒。
So in First Peter, so Peter was using the verses from the Old Testament to talk about us.
Christians. 那第二章第九节呢，他说：“唯有你们是被拣选的族类。”
So here on First Peter chapter 2 verse 9 says, "But you are a chosen people."
是有君中的祭司。
A royal priesthood.
是圣洁的国度。
A holy nation.
是属神的子民。
A people belonging to God.
要叫你们全羊呢，找你们树黑暗入奇妙光明者的美德。
That you may declare the praises of Him who called you out of darkness into His wonderful light.
那这里呢讲到呢，就是我们是一个被拣选的族类啊。
So here he says we are a chosen people.
就是被拣选出来的，在邦民中间呢拣选出来。
So out of the nations you have been chosen.
那拣选出来做什么呢？做军中的祭司。
So why is he choose you? Because you will become a royal priesthood.
那即使不是说拣选出来说好我们蒙福别人不管他不是这个神的心意不是这样
so as a priest it doesn't mean that okay now I chose you and then now you got blessed only for you it's not what God meant
事实上耶稣讲到这个当时的以色列人犹太人来说因为神呼召他们出来呢要宣扬神的名但是呢他们没有做到
so actually in the Old Testament when God chose the Israelites they were meant to proclaim the name of the Lord but however they didn't do that
那耶稣来的时候呢他们不但不认识还把他钉死
so when Jesus came not only that they did not recognize him but they actually put him on the cross
那经过这个呢这样一个呼召呢和拣选呢就临到了外邦人
So because of that, so this calling are coming to the Gentiles.
那这个祭司呢，就是做什么的呢？就是说他为他的儿女、老百姓、子民呢，就是说来到神的面前，说我的子民犯了罪，神啊，他们应该受审判，但是呢，我把祭献到你的面前。啊，我要献牛献羊，宰牛宰羊的那个流血，直到你会赦免他们的罪。
So what does a priest do? Is that he will come before the Lord, saying that okay, my people have sinned against you, and here I am offering the lamb, the goat, the cows as a sacrifice.
所以今天呢，基督徒被召出来，我们要非常的清楚的认识我们的使命，我们活在地上的目的。就是一个军中的祭司。
So as a Christian, we need to know our calling. We are called to become a priest.
啊，就是我们今天呢蒙福以后呢，我们被神特别的保护、特别的祝福以后呢，我们要站在神和这些世人中间，就是为他们来祷告、为他们来祝福，而且要宣扬神的名，让他们要得救。
So as a Christian, we need to come.Before the Lord and the Gentiles to proclaim the good news to them and also pray for them.
Preach the gospel.
Preach and also preach the good news.
就说这里讲到呢，就说你是属神的子民啊，要叫你们做什么呢？宣扬呢，招你们出黑暗，入奇妙光明这个美德，是要来宣扬神的这个美德的。
So that's why he says, you people who belong to God, that you have to declare the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his wonderful light.
那今天我主要讲的就是我们是一个非常独特的一个子民，被拣选出来。
So I want to emphasize that today we are a group of chosen people.
我们跟世人是不一样的。
We are different from the people on the earth.
那世人可能在这个疫情当中各种各样的事情发生，特别心灵里面的惧怕，在他们的身上。但是我们不一样。
So, people of the earth, especially during the pandemic, they may have a lot of fears of the death, of death and sickness. However, we, the chosen people, have to.
那我们因为神给了我们应许，我们有永远的生命在我们的里面。
Because God has promised us with the eternal life.
那我们讲到永远的生命，不仅仅是将来我们会在天堂，而且呢。
So God has promised us that not only a heaven that's waiting for us in eternity.
今天神就和我们同在。
However, today God is with us.
就像神和以色列人同在一样，他出埃及的时候说：“我和你同在。”
Just like the Israelites, God is always with them. So when they walk out of Egypt, He said, "God, I'm with you."
上帝和你同在是什么概念
What does it mean when God is with you?
那个瘟疫能够不经过上帝的允许瘟疫能够临到你吗
So without the permission of God can the plague come to you?
那曾经有一个这个传道人就是圣经其实随着他叫 George Lake
So back then there was a preacher his name is John Preacher
他的信心非常之大就是在非洲啊，那传福音，好多的疾病都得医治。
So he has a great faith when he was preaching in Africa. A lot of sickness got healed.
后来这个科学家甚至就拿他做实验，就是把那个细菌啊种在他的手上以后，那些细菌全死掉。
So So to the point, the scientists will put experiment on him. So they implanted the disease, the viruses in him. However, the virus all died.
这个都是有记载。
So it's actually a recorded.
因为呢，就是说神的祭司呢，有神和他同在。
Because as a priest of God, God is with this person.
除非神呼召我们去添加的那一天。神要召我们去，我们才去。神不召我们去，谁都拿我们没办法。
Unless God is calling us back home, so without Him allowing us to go back, no one can take us away.
所以在这个疫情当中呢，我们要谨慎，我们要做我们当做的事情，比如说戴口罩这些，为了别人的缘故，那心里面的惧怕一定要出去。
So during the pandemic, of course, we need to.Put personal protection like masks and also for the witnesses for other people, you have to put your face coverings on.
我们走在街上，不管是传福音给什么样的人传福音的时候呢，我们要谨慎，但是不要惧怕。
But we do not have fear. So if you're on the street preaching the good news to other people, so you have to be careful, but you don't have to be afraid.
因为惧怕就会成为我们的保罗。
Because to, if you're scared, it can become your trap.
大家相信吗？惧怕就会成为人的网络。
Can you believe that that being scared can become your trap?
你会失去自由。
You will lose your freedom.
啊，你会不敢做你当做的事情。
So you will be afraid of doing what you should be doing.
所以我们要谨慎，但是不要惧怕。
So you should be careful, but you should not be afraid.
但是神让我们今天做什么的时候，我们祷告好了，说神让我们今天去见谁，做什么事情。就去。
So if you pray and the Lord asks you to see to meet someone, then go.
那就是今天，就是我认识的好几位牧者，还有弟兄姐妹呢，他们在去苏丹的路上，苏丹邀请他们去服侍。
So today, some of the pastors that I know are going to the nation of Sudan,
非洲
，It's in Africa.
因为苏丹的一个牧者呢，过去被那边就逼迫非常严，但是现在呢，政府啊，就是反过来邀请他，去要祝福政府。
So because one of the pastors over there, even though he faced a lot of persecution in the past, however the leaders of the nation are now asking him to bless, to help.
所以他在这个加拿大住了一段时间呢。他认识了我们中间的一些牧者弟兄姐妹，他邀请他们一起去。这些弟兄姐妹呢，因着顺服神呢，就去了。
So he lived in Canada for a while, and he met some of our pastors here. So he's asking those pastors to go, the brother and sister to go with him to Sudan. So because of the submission that they have to the Lord, so they left.
前天呢，就是说一位牧者在英国伦敦的机场呢被滞留，因为苏丹那边说他没有该有的文件。
So one of the pastors had was stopped in London because he didn't have the documents that is required for him to go to Sudan.
那这个苏丹的这个牧师呢，就赶紧去给他办。那牧师呢，让我们就祷告。结果后来呢，拿一份文件去就没问题。他在那休息了一天，他觉得也需要休息一下。
So the pastor in Sudan quickly prepared the documents and sent it over. So he was released from the custom from UK and then now in Sudan. So he felt he needed the rest as well. He only delayed for a day.
在十多年前还是二十年前的 SARS 的时候也是一样，在香港 SARS 非常的厉害。那我们有一对这个。牧师夫妇呢，就是说那边的牧国教会邀请他们去，就是要帮助他们。
And also back then during the period of SARS, similar thing also happened as well. One of the pastors in Hong Kong asked them to go and help, so they submit.
后来他跟他们的儿女祷告的时候，儿女那时候也比较年轻，都是 teenagers， 儿女也说你们应该去。
So they even prayed with their sons and daughters. Back then, their children were only like teenagers. So after they prayed, the children also said, "Mom and Dad, you should go."
所以他们就去香港，就帮助那边的教会。
So they went to Hong Kong and helped the church.
那回来呢，一点事情也没有。
And even when they come back, nothing happened.
因为当你心在神的心意里面的时候呢，没有人能帮你做什么。
Because when you walk in the will of God, no one can do anything to you.
那我讲到这里的时候，因为我们是一个特别的一个子民，特别的一群人。
So we are a group of special people.
那当你是一个特别的一群人的时候呢，要做特别的事情。
So when you are special, you are doing things special.
就曾经有位老牧师，他讲到他的一个经历，这个对他非常非常的吃惊，就说你是一个特别的子民，要做特别的事情。
So this is something that was shocking to one of the pastors when God told him that you are a group of people, you are special, then you have to do things that are different from other people.
他曾经在香港的时候呢，他去跟一帮同学去年轻的时候帮那个碟仙就是。What's the English name?
I don't know.
So they were, when he was young, he was playing like the sorcerers, you know, the cards, you know?
碟仙是什么? Okay, anyway.
So they used plays to ask the
spirit, to write their futures.
Yeah, so it's a sorcerer practice.
在香港好像很多人搞这个名堂。
So a lot of people in Hong Kong, they practice that.
那他是个基督徒。
But he is a Christian.
去了以后呢，这个东西啊，告诉他就往往就不灵了，说因为你们中间有基督徒。
So they were playing, and then all of a sudden, it didn't work anymore because the spirit told them, no, it doesn't work anymore because one of you is a Christian.
那后来他们就找谁是 Christian， 就找到他。
So they were looking, okay, who is a Christian among us?、And、
后来他这个事情就对他来说影响非常的深远，为什么呢？因为知道就是说他的身上带的这个权柄啊，是灵界会惧怕的。
So this thing actually shocked him because then he realized that him, there's an authority that is in him, even theDarkness will fear him.
那因着这件事情呢，他也知道作为一个基督徒，有些事情是不能做的。
And also because of this, he know as a Christian, there are things that a Christian just cannot do.
所以后来他就是非常的谨慎他的行为各方面，就是他总结了一句话，就是说，别人做的你不要做，将来呢，别人不能做的你就能做。
So he came to a conclusion that there are things that you cannot do, so you cannot do what others can do. So later on, so you can do things that others cannot do.
就是 others may, you may not. Then others may not, you may.
就别人可以了，你不可以。但是终有一天的，别人不可以，你可以。
所以今天的不管年轻人、成年人。别人做的你不一定要做，不要做。
So here, no matter you are young or old, there are things that other people are doing that you shouldn't comply, you shouldn't go do it.
将来有一天别人不能做的事情你就能做。
However, in some days in the future, when others cannot do that, you can.
我想这个道理谁都明白。
I believe that a lot of us understand this.
别人可以玩游戏，天天玩游戏，你不要玩。
So other people can play games all day, but you don't play that at all.
别人可以成天花时间在这个 social media, 但是你不要做，你去祷告。
So other people can spend days, all their days, on social media, but you don't do that.
你如果天天花在 social media, 你能听到上帝的声音吗？
So if you spend all day in social media, can you hear the voice of God?
上帝如果明天说温哥华要发生大灾难，你今天赶紧跑，你能听吗？你讲了都不听。
If God is telling you that tomorrow there will be disaster coming up from Vancouver, go pack your bags and go. Can you actually hear that?
那今天呢，我们要花时间要认识神的话语，熟悉他的话语。他给我们明明写在这里的，如果不听的话，他给我们用微小的声音讲话，怎么能听得见呢？
Spend time on reading the words, reading the Bibles, the things that are actually already written down. If you don't focus on the things that are already written down, how can you hear his small voice?
那好多人说你呢，为什么神就只爱你们，给你讲话不给我讲话呢？
So you may ask, how come God only love you, only talk to you? How come he doesn't talk to me?
神希望向所有人讲话，从创世纪到启示录，他希望向所有人讲话。
So from Genesis to Revelation, he's willing to speak to all of us.
他要祝福所有的人。
He wants to bless all of people.
他要让所有的人都得到他的爱，得到祝福，将来进天堂。
So he wants all of us to have his love and have the eternal life so that we can enter into heaven.
他要让所有的人今天也是家庭幸福，婚姻幸福，各方面都昌盛。
So he wants all of us to have a good family, good marriage, and abundant in all ways.
但是有一些人呢，就分别出来，他就听了。
So however, some people set apart, they listened.
他就花时间要认识这位神。
They spend their time to try to know this God.
那有的人呢，不听。
But however, other people they just don't listen.
弟兄姐妹，好多时候其实我们做一个。讲讲一个非常简单的事情，就是你能不能听见一个人的话，听懂一个人的话，你觉得需要什么条件？
So let me ask you a question, that if you want to understand a person, what do you need?
那我想大家都能回答。第一个呢，就是比如说邓肯吧，邓肯和我吧，那我讲话他会不会听，第一个条件是什么？
So that's very simple. For example, that me and our brother Duncan, if we talk,
第一个条件就是他信任不信任我，信不信，对不对？
So if I want him to listen to me, first of all, we need to have trust between each other. So does he trust me?
那信不信我呢？就是可能跟我们的关系有关系，或者是别人怎么样讲我有关系，就是我的见证有关系，对不对？
So the trust is built on how. Good our relationship is, and also based on what other people think about me, talk about me. So meaning the test, our testimonies.
所以我们今天来到教会，为什么要听见证别人的见证？
So、
为什么要建立信心？
So that's why we have to share testimonies in the church.
啊，你看他说今天哦，我已经是基督徒了，我已经信了耶稣了，为什么他不向我讲话？
So you may say, okay, now I already know God, I believe in him, I'm a Christian, how come he still doesn't talk to me?
那我再拿丹肯和我来，丹肯，为什么我讲话你没听见呢？可能是他很忙，太忙了，他没有时间听我讲话。
So I may ask brother Duncan, how come you don't listen? How come you don't hear me? Maybe because he is just too busy.
你知道我们这个好多的夫妻啊，好多很有意思，那个丈夫回家以后就看电视，太太说你去洗锅好吧，好好好，继续看电视，你去倒一下垃圾好吧，好好好，你明天给我花园里面做个什么东西好吧，好好好，太太就说好，太好了，我的老公什么都想做。
So for example, husband wife, when the husband come home from work, he's tired, he sit in front of the TV and watching TV. So the wife come.Okay, honey, can you go do the dishes? He said, yes, yes, I will. And still sitting there watching TV. And then later she came, okay, can you do something in the yard? Or, yeah, stuff like that.
那过了两天发现他什么都没做呢。
So the wife is happy, okay, all good, my husband is going to do that.
那太太就生气了，说你说你要做什么都没做呢。
And then however, days later, he said nothing was being done, so the wife gets mad. How come you said you will do it? How come you didn't do any of this?
他说什么？你没讲啊。
And he said, what did you even mention that?
这听起来像我。
It sounds like me.
我太太讲话，我差点听不见。
So a lot of time when my wife speaks, I don't hear.
所以我说，你讲话要确定我听见了。
So I told her that when you speak to me, you have to make sure that I hear you.
因为我们好多时候呢，叫做英文叫做 preoccupied， 我们把别的东西占据了我们的心思里面，占据了以后，我没时间听什么。
Because a lot of time our mind is preoccupied with other stuff. Because we are so busy with other stuff, we just cannot hear the voice of God.
那这是一种情况，还有什么情况人听不见神的声音？
So that's one scenario. Like what other scenario that when you cannot just hear the voice of God?
还有另外的就是说，哎，有时候他有他自己的想法。
So So also, like sometimes you have very strong personal opinions on things.
所以好多人读圣经的时候，他读了以后，他有他自己的一套，不把神的话当话。
So when they read the Bible, even though they read the Bible, however, they don't treat the Word of God as Word of God. They have their own, you know, like thinking.
我喜欢我就听，不喜欢就不听。
So if I like it, then I will listen. If I don't like it, then I don't
want to
listen.
那我想我们中间有交流过好多人，你有些人交流完了以后呢，你发现他只是对他的想法感兴趣，你给他讲的什么他都没听进去，因为他一进，他对他自己的想法非常感兴趣。
Just for example, when you're talking to another person.Even though you talk and talk and talk, later on you realize he is only interested what he thinks is right or, you know, like is in his favor. He doesn't like that.
对，所以这个就是我们为什么要谦卑啊。
So that's why we have to be humble.
啊，为什么就是人和人之间关系也是这样的？就是我们只有一个谦卑的心，啊，就是我们把自己放低了，尊重别人。我要听他讲的是什么，把他的东西看得很重，这时候才能真正听懂别人，不然是听不懂的。
That's why we need to be humble. We need to put us in a lower position so that we can actually hear what the other person is saying.
那对上帝更是这样。
So to God even so.
那今天我们也不讲太多，怎么样来听神的声音？其实神呢非常非常想要祝福每一个人。
So I'm not going to details on how to hear the voice of God.And you have to know that God really wants to bless us.
但是我们要成为这样一个独特的子民的时候呢，要做我们当做的事。
But however, to become this group of special people, we need to do what God is asking us to do.
那你是王子的时候呢，你要做王子的事，不要做乞丐的事。
If you are a prince, then do the things what a prince would do. Do not do, the beggars do.
那除非。你需要帮助乞丐的时候，你可以跟他一起在那里。
Unless you are going to help a beggar, then you can probably by his side.
你要认识自己的身份以后呢，你真是自己是有丰富的家产、丰富的权力的时候呢，你不要到垃圾箱里面去找食物吃。
When you recognize your identity, you have to know how abundant the things that you have. Do not go to the garbage bin and looking things to eat from the garbage bin.
那今天我讲这个信息呢，可能有一些弟兄姐妹还没有完全的信主。其实神的道非常的简单，神就在我们的中间，只要我们愿意向他回应，就跟他可以建立关系。
So even though some of us may not know God yet, but my message is very simple: that God is with us. As long as you are willing, He is going to bless you.
就像邓肯，当时我并不认识他，但是有一天通过阿文的介绍呢。我们就他愿意我们愿意第一个是愿意建立这样一个关系就建立起来。
So I didn't know Duncan back then. I was introduced by Brother Alvin, but because we are willing to know each other, so our relationship was open.
所以呢，当我们愿意来认识神的时候，我们就会认识他。
So, if you are willing to know God, you will build your relationship with Him.
那当我认识邓肯的时候，我会从他那边得到帮助，得到祝福。但是，相信你要是认识这个永生的上帝，会怎么样
？So when I come to know Duncan, I got his help, I got his blessings. Just imagine what greater blessing and help you will get if you know.
你要知道，以后的日子里面，你要成为这个独特的子民。有独特的身份，有独特的保护。
Because you have to know that in the coming days you will become this group, you will become a special person, with a special ability.
所以在这个诗篇九十一篇讲呢，就千千万万的人扑倒在你的左边，跌倒在你的右边，这灾害却不得临近你。
So that's why in Psalm 91 says, even thousands fall by your side, the plague will not come and touch you.
那我们来读一下诗篇九十一篇。
So let's turn to Psalm chapter 91.
那你如果是读英文的话，你自己来读。
So if you read in English, you can read that on your own.
住在至高者隐秘处的，必住在全能者的荫下。我要论到耶和华说，他是我的避难所，是我的山寨，是我的神，是我所依靠的。 他必救你脱离捕鸟人的网罗和毒害的瘟疫，他必用自己的翎毛遮盖你，要投靠在他的翅膀底下，他的诚实是大小的盾牌，你必不怕黑夜的惊骇或是白日飞的箭，也不怕黑夜性的瘟疫或是午间灭人的毒病，虽有千人扑倒在你的旁边，万人扑倒在你的右边，这灾却不得临近你，因为亲眼观看见恶人遭报。耶和华是我的避难所，我已将至高者当作你的居所，祸患必不临近你，灾害也不挨近你的帐篷，因他要为你吩咐他的使者，在你行的一切道路上保护你，他们要用手托着你，免得你的脚碰在石头上，要踹在狮子和毁蛇的身上，将他少壮狮子和大蛇。神说，因为他专心爱我，我就要搭救他，因为他知道我的名，我要把他安置在高处，他若求告我，我就应用他，他在急难中我要与他同在，我要搭救他，使他尊贵，我要使他足享长寿，将我的救恩显明给他。这次神呢，通过先知大卫呢，就把神给人的这个心意呢讲出来。
So this is something that God speak to us through David.
这里讲到的呢，就是说这些东西非常清楚，就是神的保护会临到什么样的人呢？住在他的隐秘处的人，寻求他保护的人。
So it says clearly that what kind of people can be dwell under the shelter of the Most High are those who will get the protection from the God are those who dwell in the shelter of the Most High.
那十四节讲呢，因为他专心爱我，我就要搭救他。
So and also verse 14 it says because he loves me, then I will rescue him.
因为他知道我的名，我要把他安置在高处。
Because he acknowledge my name, I will put him in a high place.
他若求告我，我就应允他。
So when he call upon me, I will answer him.
就说当你求告他的时候，他就要应允。
So meaning that when you call on him, he will answer you.
那你专心爱他的时候，他就要搭救你。
So when you love him, he will come and rescue you.
但就是我们要来寻求他，我们的眼睛要盯着他，
so、
我们要专注于他，不要太分心，被乱七八糟的事情都分心。
So that means that we have to focus on him, to look upon him, do not let other things to distract you.
讲到听到神的声音，有人在纽约的大街上做过一个实验。他非常嘈杂的地方，一个硬币扔在地上，发现好多人转过头来看。
So someone has did this experiment on a noisy street in New York. So someone, you know, dropped a coin on the floor, and a lot of people will hear the sound of the coin.
那你在纽约的大街上，你喊人都听不见的。那怎么这个钱掉下去就听见了？因为人对这个钱的声音很敏锐。
So it's very noisy, so even if you call someone's name, the person wouldn't hear that name. However, people are very sensitive to the sound of money.
因为好多人专心爱钱，钱的声音就听见。
Because a lot of people, they love money, they focus on money, so that they can hear the noise of when the money makes.
这里讲到你的专心爱神的时候，神讲话你就听见。
So here it says, if you focus on the Lord, when God speaks, you can hear.
神如果讲话说明天温哥华要有大地震，我不是说我不是在发预言，如果神说明天温哥华有大地震，你今天赶紧跑，你今天就跑。
So when God speak to you that okay tomorrow there will be a great earthquake in Canada, in Vancouver, I'm not saying that, I'm not prophesizing, but I'm just saying if God says that to you, you pack your bags right away.
但是在这个前提是你要爱他，要寻求他。
The premise is that you have to love him. You need to seek him.
那有的人虽然不寻求他，可能神就像那个双子塔里面的那个人，不知道他是有可能是别人在为他祷告，他的父母在为他祷告，对不对？也有这种可能。
So, maybe you are not focused on him, just like the person that was in the Twin Towers. Maybe someone else was praying for him. Maybe his parents were praying for him so that he was able to hear. When the angel calls his name.
但是呢，这讲到呢，如果他知道我的名，我要把他安置在哪里？安置在高处。
So here it says, if he recognizes my name, he acknowledges my name, I will put him in a higher place.
神把你安置在高处是什么意思
？What does it mean? What does it mean when he put you in a higher place?
你知道多少的人想把你安置在低处？
Do you know how many people want to put you in a lower position?
那今天中国的这个赵薇、马云，对不对？人家要把他放在低处。
So just like 赵薇、马云 in China, so people are trying to put them in a lower position.
今天上帝要把你放到高处，因为你知道他的名。
However, God is going to put you in a higher place because you acknowledge His name.
那所以这个就是我们要跟主来建立这样一个关系。
So we need to build our relationship with our God.
非常可惜，刚才我们讲到这个巴郎这个术士呢，他在后面的日子里面呢，就是说他又被撒旦所用。
So the story when we were mentioning earlier on the Balaam, so in the later stories you will hear that he was used by the enemy.
那他这个在这个民数记23章24节呢，他就像一个上帝的先知一样，他说上帝的话。哇，很准确地说上帝的话。
So here in Numbers 23:24, it seems that he is speaking the words of God.
但其实最早这个巴勒召他去的时候要，他是为了强去的。
So when first Balak asking him, he went because of money.
但是呢，神要让他祝福以色列，但是呢，他的心并不是一个爱主的人。
So of course God want him to bless the Israelites. However, his heart is not a heart that you know like loves the Lord.
所以他发那些预言的时候呢，他说我要像以色列人一样，我要也受这个祝福。他现在说神的灵领导他，他这样说，神的灵离开的时候，他做另外的事情。
So when the Spirit of God came upon him, he said those things. Okay, I want to be one of them. I want to be like a God blessing of Jacob.So, however, when the Spirit of God let him, he will do something else.
后来就是你读民数记后来的章节呢，就说这个仇敌摩亚人呢，用巴兰的计谋呢，把以色列人陷在极大的罪里。
So later on the on Numbers, when you read the later chapters, you will see that the Moab was using the scheme of Balaam.So to put the Israelites in
trouble.
Yeah.
就是说巴郎设一个计谋呢，让这个摩亚的女子呢去引诱以色列的男人，在性关系方面去引诱，最后呢这个以色列的男人就跟那些女的就是心意，而且拜他们的神，最后瘟疫就行在这个以色列的中间。
So Balaam he bring group of Moab women into the camp of Israel, so to sexually, you know, like attract those men to have sexual relationship with them. So after that, they start to bow to their idols. Because of that, the big plague came to the camp of Israel.
那就是说，我们千万不要走这个巴郎的道路。
So that's why we should never walk in the way of Balaam.
啊，就是说为了好处，我们就听一下神的。
So because we want to gain something, then we will listen to God.
那有时候为了好处也听魔鬼的。
However, when you want something good, then you even listen to the evil ones.
但是我们不仅仅是为了好处，而是我们真的要明白谁是我们的神，我们是谁的子民。
So it's not only for our own advantage, but we need to know who we are. We are a people who are set apart for God.
好，我们一起做一个祷告。
So let's pray.
主啊，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
主啊，我们是属你的子民。
We are your people.
主啊，我们是独特的子民。
We are a unique people.
我们是被拣选的族类，群中的祭司。
We are chosen people. We are a holy nation.
圣洁的子民。
Holy nation.
主啊，是的，主，我们要感谢你，主啊，你拣选我们成为你的儿女。
We want to praise you that you have chosen us to become your children.
在地上是受你保护的。
So on earth we are protected by you.
在天上地上独有产业的。
So in heaven and on earth we have the inheritance from you.
主啊，我们是住在那至高者隐秘处的。
We are the group of people who dwell under your shelter.
因为我们认识你的名，你必安置我们在高处。
Because we know you acknowledge your name, you will put us under your shelter.
主啊，是的，主，穹苍都在宣扬你的颂段。
So the whole heaven and earth are proclaiming your name.
主啊，我们认识你， 多么的有福。
How blessed that we are to know you.
主啊，你把这样一个身份，独特子民的身份，深深的种在我们的心里面。
Plant this idea of you as being your children into our heart.
让我们分别为圣。
So that we can set apart.
过圣洁的生活。
To lead a holy life.
来能够来宣扬你的美德。
To proclaim your goodness.
别人看见我们的时候，就看见我们的神。
So when people see us, they see our God.
当我们看见我们的时候，看见我们里面的自由。我们的信心和我们的这爱心。
When they see us, they will see the faith, the freedom, the love that is in us.
希望我们看到我们里面，我们有一位神。
So they see that in us there is a God.
我们没有惧怕。
There's no fear in us.
我们有那种这个极大的一个保护在我们的身上。
We have a protection that is upon us.
神啊，我们感谢你，赞美。
Lord, we praise you. We thank you.
我们这样祷告都是因着耶稣基督在十字架上成就的一切。
We pray because Lord Jesus Christ has done it on the cross.
奉主耶稣的名。
Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
如果下面大家有一些要在这面来回应的，也可以来回应。你可以有个简短的一个回应啊。
So if you want to respond, you can come forward to respond.
你休息一下，我来翻译好吗？阿木，要不要我们消毒一下这个？
已经消毒过了。
已经消毒过了。
刚擦过了。
好，你如果